Okay, so it's really a pleasure to be back together with the fellows from the Chicago Kollel. So we'll, I would say we'd pick off where we left off, but I have no idea where we left off, and I think having already a different limit from where we left off, so it'll be a new Bear of Shnatzma. So thank you so much to Reverend Kraft, the Reverend Brand, and the entire team for putting this back together. And we welcome some of the, I guess, the honorary members of the call. I see some people from Brigham County have joined on for good luck also. So welcome aboard. Some people from Boca also joined on for good luck. So welcome to everybody across the span. So when I understand that you're learning the sugyas of Essay Dochalosase right now. So, of course, Essay Dochalosase is a loaded topic. I thought we'd just try to focus a little bit on some of the Russian Prokim. Beginning just focusing with, by the way, no one should get nervous about the cough. I just ate a cookie right before the shiur.
No, I was going to ask if I could pass you a bottle of water.
It's not a, yeah. am I, it's not indicative of anything, just that I'm on a cookie. Those who are in Kolobokal this morning will appreciate it. It's a shahakal cookie. It's an inside joke from this morning shiur, but not for now. So well, let's begin a certain aspect of the sugya of Asei Dochalos. I say, of course, the starting point is obvious, that the Torah tells us that when you have a conflict, a clash between a mitzvah esse and a mitzvah los esse, so yavi esse v'yitchalos esse. The Gemara derives this from a series of psukim, particularly the beginning of Maseches Yevamos, Maseches Shabbos. One of the primary sources of this din, of course, is the mitzvah esse of tzitzis and los esse of shatnez. The Torah tells us that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis on a four-cornered garment of linen, you inevitably have to violate shatnez, because tzitzis has to be from tcheles, can, and tcheles has to be a woolen string. It's not enough just to make any material. It has to be a blue-colored wool string. And therefore, the Torah is in effect forcing us to violate shatnez. The Gemara says, yeah, right. That's the basic din, of course, the starting point of our entire discussion. The Gemara tells us that since this is the source for esse dochalos esse, it has to meet the model of the source. It has to be very, very similar to the source. Now, we've spoke about this many times in the past. Whenever you set up a model for something in halacha, you have to always be careful which characteristics of that model are important and which are in a sense, just coincidental. So here the Gemara picks up on one particular nekuda and says it is critical, this characteristic, and that is the notion that it has to meet what's called the criteria of being the idna. That just as the mitzvah of tzitzis is deiche shatnez bevasachas, it's at the same time, at exactly the same moment that one is fulfilling tzitzis, one is violating shatnez, that qualifies as esse dochalos esse. However, in any given scenario that is missing that condition, let's say, for example, you would have to violate the los esse prior to fulfilling the esse, that would fall short and that would not be subject to the rule of esse dochalos esse. That's the klal gadol, that's the Gemara in the ninth and Perach HaMasech HaShabbos, the Gemara in the Beitz, a few places the Gemara has the same principle, that the idn is critical in order for the din of esse dochalos esse to kick in. It is because of this halacha that there is a very, very difficult Gemara that appears in Maseches Zvachim that really is going to be the engine that's going to drive our entire discussion today. The Gemara Maseches Zvachim of Tzadi Zayin comments on a pasuk where the Torah tells us concerning Korban Pesach, the Etzem Losish Bruvo, that you are not allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach. It actually says it twice, once by Pesach Rishon, once by Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara tells us, Tashua Peh explains to us that the reason why the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to break the bones is because even if the only way for you to get the meat is by breaking the bones, let's say you want to eat some of the meat inside the bones, the mayach, the marach inside, the marrow inside the bones is considered to be basar, and I theoretically want to fulfill the mitzvah of ochlos habasar b'layla hazeh, you are still not allowed to break the bones. The Torah goes out of its way to repeat the prohibition of breaking the bones to teach us that even under the circumstances of to fulfill the mitzvah's essay, you wouldn't be permitted to break the bones, especially gzerzakos. The comes to Gemara and says, why do you need Exer Sakasa to tell me that? Because I would have said otherwise. I would have argued, Yavei Esev Yitchilos Esev, based on the regular rules of Tzitzis and Shatnez, based on the rules of Kol Terekula, Esev is Dechilos Esev, I would have thought that the Yavei Mitzvah Esev Achilos Besara Korban Pesach, Yitchilos Esev, that's Moshesh Baro, Kamash Balan, no. And then the Gemara takes the Kamash Balan to an even further extent. The Gemara says the Kamash Balan is not just a gzeres akosov that somehow shvirus etzem is not subject to dechia, but rather this serves as a model for kol osesi shebe mikdash. Whenever you have any issue that comes up in mikdash related issues, such as shvirus etzem, that's a mikdash, that's a kotchim, that's a zvachim tikadin, any din that's mikdash oriented, The Torah tells us Esei Dachlo Sosei doesn't apply. So the Gemara now develops based on this, on these, in a sense, contradictory psukim. In one place, the Torah says Tzitzis is Deicha Shanes. In another place, the Torah says the Esei of Achilles Korban Pesach is not Deicha Shviras Etzim. The answer to that apparent contradiction is Mikdash versus Chutzla Mikdash. The rules are different. You want to know conceptually why the rules are different? You want to say a Hashkafadika reason why? So I'll tell you Ramban al Torah why. Why not? Ramban al Torah says in Bashas Yisrael that Esei Dochalos Esei is rooted in the fact that Avos Hashem is greater than Yerushimayim. Avos Hashem is mitzvahs Esei, actively doing things. The Los Esei are Prishim and Averis, that's rooted in Yerushimayim. Says the Ramban, Avos Hashem is greater than Yerush Hashem. That's the Hashkafa behind Esei Dochalos Esei. So if you want to take the Ramban to the next level, the Ramban himself doesn't say it, but why not? We can take the Ramban's Yisod and say, B'medev ha-mamurim, Ava is greater than Yerush, that's Chutz L'Mikdash. When you're in the Mikdash, when your mamash l'fnai l'fim, your mamash l'fnai l'fim, your mamash l'fnai l'fim, the Mikdash Yitiro carries the day. There's a heightened level of Yerushimayim, there's a special bit of Moira Mikdash, and that special bit of Moira Mikdash elevates Los Esseis to a higher level of Aveda than Mitzvah's Esseis. So again, that's the Hashkafa part of the Shir, not the Halacha part of the Shir. The bottom line is the Gemara says, Apidin, Esse Dachalos Ayer, Abba Mikdash is different, and the Mokor that Mikdash is different is from Shvirus Etzim. It is clear from the Gemara that if not for the fact that Mikdash is different, this would have had all the trimmings of Esei Dachalos Esei. If this case of Shvirus Etzem would not have met the otherwise criteria of Esei Dachalos Esei, then the proof that this is the exception to the rule is an absurd proof. The proof, it's like when you run an experiment, well, how do you have to run a controlled experiment? Everything else has to be the same, and then you have to have one factor that differs. And if the outcome is different, then you can pin it on that one factor. If you run an experiment without a control, so then if there are 30,000 different variables, so then how in the world do you know which variable is responsible for the changed result? So here the experiment is, we're trying to figure out, can I break the bones for Korban Pesach? So Gemara says, yes, 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 but no. What's the but no? The but no is because it's Mikdash. You see clearly that if not for that but no, that it's Mikdash, this would have had all the criteria met. So comes Tosfos on the spot and said, what do you mean? This doesn't meet the basic criteria. One of the basic yisoda yisodas of Esei Dochalos Esei is it has to be b'idna, and this is a far cry from b'idna. What's the b'idna? I'm breaking the bone, and then 10 minutes later, we're going to eat the meat inside. You have to obviously break the bone first before you can get to the meat. So since you have to do Shvirus Etzem before the eating of the meat, this is lacking of b'idna. If so, then it's lacking of b'idna, then this would never have qualified as Esei Dochalos Esei in the first place. So if this never would have qualified as Esei Dochalos Esei in the first place, how could this serve as the model in Esei Dochalos Esei Shem Mikdash? The reason why it doesn't work is because it just doesn't work, because this is not Esei Dochalos Esei. So this is the big, big problem. So Tosfos in Masechet Zvachim Tzadik Zayin poses this question, and the Imtaimer, and they don't give an answer. There's no V'yesh Leimer. So it's a very strange Tosfos, because usually when Tosfos has to kasha, they give an answer. Sometimes Tosfos says Tema, and they leave it as a wonder. But here we're expecting an answer, and we don't have it. Until you open up the back of the Gemara. If you open up the back of the Gemara, there's what's called the Piskei HaTosfos. Piskei HaTosfos, 99% of the time, are summaries of the main points of Tosfos, the Yofi L'Maisev, Namaskana Sadvarim. But here, the Piskei HaTosfos is critical for us because it's the missing line in the Tosfos. The Piskei HaTosfos here quotes what L'Chaira was the answer to the question. Now, again, I'm not enough of a scholar in Balei HaTosfos to know whether this particular line was written by the same Balei HaTosfos who asked the Kasha, or this was by somebody else. I don't know. You have to read Professor Orbach's book. Professor Orbach wrote a book about 2,000 pages long about everything you ever wanted to know about everything Rabbi Natan made for breakfast for every day of his life. So if you're fascinated by that kind of stuff, so you could probably find some yesod in there about who exactly wrote this, what horse he was riding when he wrote this answer to this. But the only reason why I know about it is because when I was in NYU, I had to take a last course to graduate, and I needed independent study. So Rabbi Rosenzweig, Michael Rosenzweig's father, was a professor of Jewish history at the time. Some of the old timers may remember him. I don't know whether Rabbi Branfield remembers back those days. So he supervised my class. So one of the reading materials that he insisted that I read was Professor Orbach's book. So I cannot say that I read it in the spirit of Kriyas HaMegillah, of missing one word that I wasn't. You know, I'd say I probably read it like Kriyas HaMegillah instead of Kari Geras Yatsa. Probably most of the words I read, maybe most of the words. Maybe cool up, stretch of that. But whatever it was, so in that book, he probably talks about this topic, but I cannot give you the Maror Mochum where it is. But the bottom line is, but I can give you the Maror Mochum is that Zoy Shteit and Piskei HaTosfos. They said the Feirish, V'yei Shleim with the following answer, that Al Pidin, this is called the Itna. Why is this called the Itna? L'mais, it's not. Says the Piskei HaTosfos, B'idna is not something only on the clock. B'idna is not somebody standing with a stopwatch and saying, oh, you violated the los haseh. You weren't mekayem the essay. Uh-oh, you're in trouble. It's much deeper than that, says the Pisket. Sometimes you can have a situation that on the stop clock, it's not really b'idna, but halachli it's called b'idna. How is that? If the only way to get to point B is to go through point A, then point A and point B merge into become one unit. It's a little bit of a higher math. That point A is the moment of Shvirus HaEtzem, point B is the moment of Achilas HaBosar. It is physically impossible to eat Bosar Shebifnim in HaTzamos without breaking a bone. Therefore, the halacha declares that the breaking of the bone and the Shas Achila are halachli simultaneous. Now, we know that in the real world, they're not simultaneous, but the real world doesn't interest us right now. We are being magdir a halachic concept called Ese Dechalose B'idna. What are the halachic parameters of that principle of idna? So they do not have to be simultaneous on the clock. They have to be simultaneous in the world of halacha. And whenever B can never be reached without A preceding it, A and B merge to one, and that's also called B'idna. That's the aside of the Pisket Taisis. This idea that appears befeirish in Pisket Taisis may appear in between the lines in other Taisim and Shas, particularly Taisis in Maseches Yevamos. It's a long sugya in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Pei Tes, Daf Pei Yud Tzadik, but the Gemara discusses the rules of when do the Beis Din have the right to tell you to be Eike Dovah Min HaTorah. So the basic maskonas of Gemara is that in the realm of los haseis, Ein Beis Din Yochel Laka Dovah Min HaTorah V'kub Haseh. Beis Din has no right, short of Harosh Shoah, but Beis Din has no right to tell you outright violate an Isra in the Torah. If the Beis Din tells you to drive on Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen to them. Beis Din tells you to eat treif, you're not allowed to listen to them. But if Beis Din tells you not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos, Beis Din tells you not to put on tefillin on Yom Sheni, b'shev al tasa, then you are mechuyev to listen to them. I've given this mashal many, many times over the last couple of weeks, that the tekiya shofar on Shabbos, on many, many levels, I think it's almost like a foreshadowing. This year it's supposed to be Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos. But there are many, I usually save all my drushes, especially Chas Shabbos, for those years, because you don't want to waste them on a regular year. But I've used up a lot of my ammunition over the last couple of weeks, because the model of Tkia Shofar, not blowing in Shabbos, is a very, very powerful one. As great as Tkia Shofar is, and it's the mitzvah, in a certain sense, like the highlight of the entire year in terms of Shavuos and mitzvahs, it's the only mitzvah that's lefnai v'lefnim, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. It's the mitzvah that our entire year depends upon. It's the mitzvah that changes, so to speak, the way the Rebbe Shalom, Jews, judges of the world, for me to say din, for me to say rachamim. It's a mitzvah to beat all mitzvahs. And yet, sometimes you have to not do mitzvahs. Sometimes the ratzon of the Rebbe Shalom is dafka not to do mitzvahs. If a person would blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos, it would be a terrible avera. When he comes to the Kisi HaKavod, he's not going to say, Rebbe Shalom, give me some extra credit here because I blew shofar on Shabbos. I get the mitzvah that nobody else had. The response of the Rebbe Shalom is that state in the mission of Rosh Hashanah, the mikdash taken of a love of Medina. What you did was a terrible violation. You violated the din ha'tayr of losos ben adav shegil chayim in the smol, and you get absolutely no points whatsoever in shemayim for mitzvahs. It's a very good day lemizu. So what can sometimes be a tremendous mitzvah under certain circumstances becomes a tremendous avera. I think the moshul and the nimshul are very clear that there are a lot of wonderful mitzvahs. Davening shachris, the minyan is very important, and davening mincha ma'ariv, the minyan is very important, and kriyas hatorah is very important. And there are a lot of very, very important things that we have, and they're wonderful, great mitzvahs, until they come to a point where the Rebbe Shalom says not to do those mitzvahs. Yeah, this is not a judgment and not a statement on when that point has changed. That's Rabbi Brand could talk to me after the shir about. But Kol's man that it's not the Ratzon Hashem to do it, so a person is deluding themselves into thinking that he's doing the Ratzon Hashem. What the person is doing is a terrible, terrible avera. And the same way the person who comes to the Kisi HaKavod with his Tekiah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is thrown back in his face, so too the Minchas and Ma'ariv are all thrown back in the face. Also, that's the Ratzon of the Rebbe Shalom. I'm not being Moitzi Laz in any particular people. Mustam Amich Kulam Tzadikim. Mustam all the people who are davening Kedin. I don't know whether that's true or not, but we'll judge everyone the Chavchos. But if and when the halacha would be that one is not allowed to be davening a minion, so then davening a minion is not a mitzvah, in the Chavere Gedele Mizu. That's one of the interesting mashalim I drew from Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos. The other mashal that I've been invoking is that if you think about it, Chazal stopped 3,000 years worth of Jews from hearing shofar for the one minkum poop who's going to carry the shofar into Rosh Hashanah. And he's going to have to bend over a million times to find Rosh Hashanah deraisa. According to Mishnah Berurah, he'll almost never find it, Mishnah Berurah says. According to half the Rishonim, until he finds a city with 600,000 people, he won't do deraisa anyway. So Chazal were worried. They thought that the risk was too great. That one Jew be Mechal Shabbos, carrying the shofar in the Yom HaDin, is such a risk. It's so dangerous. It's so, I mean, I give many drushes to what's so terrible about it. Carrying is the bittul of Malchus Shemayim. Another story, not for now. Come back before Shabbos. But Chazal understood that it's so risky, it's so dangerous that you have to stop the Kishakra for the entire Klal Yisrael for 3,000 years for the one Meshugan who doesn't know how to follow the rules. He doesn't remember that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Only one, all you need is one Meshugan to throw it off for the rest of the world. But Chazal understood Baruch HaKadosh, that's how you have to do things. And then Chazal went even further. They said, even if there's an Erev in town. So if the Balabata would actually ask, if they would turn to me on Rosh Hashanah, anyone would be smart. They say, Rabbi, this is ridiculous. I'm carrying my talis to shul. I'm pushing my baby carriage. I'm carrying food to lunch. And you tell me I can't blow shofar because I'm going to carry the shofar. Rabbi, this religion doesn't make any sense. So the answer is that's what's called the low plug. The Chazal were willing as a low plug to make a gezeirah across the board because the risk was so high. So I've brought that marshal many times over the last couple of weeks also to instill in people's hearts what the significance of low plug is. So again, this has nothing to do with what the Maskana is going to be in the next couple of days or weeks, whatever. Each Rav and each community, hopefully, will have the prophecy at the Shemaya to judge. But a good lesson for us to reinforce for ourselves as to what it means to do a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, or what it means for us to make believe that we're doing a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. But back to asking.
Maybe Rabbi is just alluding to the fact that it's interesting that Chazal even cared. They didn't say Hali Teilu L'Rasha V'Yamos.
That's right.
They cared even about that one guy.
Right, the one guy who's going to be, because the Yamos says he's not a Rasha. He's misguided. He didn't remember that Shabbos. He forgot that Shabbos. He's trying to do the right thing. And Chazal cared about that. And the great Rosh Hashivas can't blow shofar because of the one Pasha Dam Aretz is going to forget that it's not a Shabbos. Anyway, back to that story. So so the din is that Chazal tell us that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah sasei, so they have a right to tell us to do that. Yesh kach berachah b'sheval ta'ase. So one of the famous examples of sheval ta'ase is sa'adim b'tzitzis. Min ha-toyreb, I have a four-cornered linen bag, and I have to put tzitzis on. Mid the rabbanon, I'm not allowed to wear tzitzis on it. Why? Because Chazal were concerned, the whole series of different concerns of Maseches Menachos, that maybe the person is going to end up maybe not putting on the right kind of tchelas, and it'll be a kilayim shlov mocha mitzvah, maybe it'll be a beged laila, it won't be a mitzvah, whatever different concerns that Chazal potentially had, that we're afraid the person may mess up and violate something shlokadin, therefore they said, don't put tzitzis on. But they didn't tell you not to wear the beged. You're allowed to wear the beged. You're allowed to wear the beged, and you don't wear the tzitzis. So the Gemara says, that's okay, because yesh kach b'alcham laka dom b'nei Torah b'shev al ta'aseh. So Tosis has to kash in the name of the Ri in Yevamos, what's the shev al ta'aseh? It's called b'yatzei. They're letting me put on a beged. Like telling me to put on a four-cornered beged, they're actively telling me to violate a mitzvah Torah. So Tosis understood that kumbase and shev al ta'aseh are not descriptions of essays versus la'avim. Anytime they tell you to do an action against the Torah, that's a problem. So how could they actively tell you to put on a four-cornered beged? So Tosis quotes the name of the Ri because the mitzvah tzitzis does not begin when you put the beged on. The mitzvah tzitzis begins when you are already wearing the beged. The Torah says, Asher techa seba. Once you are mechus in the beged, then the clock begins to tick. It's a split second. It's not even a split second. It's a minuscule of a second. But Tosis says, since the nature of the mitzvah tzitzis is to put the tzitzis on once the beged is already on you, not b'shas levishas a beged, but once the beged is already on you, therefore it qualifies as a she'evel ta'as and yesh koch b'echam la'akor in such a scenario. But then Tosis backpedals him, and Tosis says that in the sugyas and brachas, in the sugya of kelayim, it would seem very clear that the levishas akelayim itself is the problem. When I put on a beged of kelayim, that's called an aver b'kumbase. In the sugyas of kavanah brios, that's not called shevel ta'aseh. So Tosis says, how can that be? How can tzitzis be one way and shatnas be another way? So Tosis says, it can be. Why not? Says by tzitzis it says a shetachaseh, that means the chiyav only kicks in once you're already mechus in the beged. Whereas by Shan, there's a little silbash. It's a lashon of a pa'ula. If the very etzem of pa'ula, putting on the beged, is already a problem. So Tosis says, no big deal. So they put together two gemaras, and they came up with this yisayin. Shan is violated while you're putting the beged on. Tzitzis doesn't kick in until after the beged is already on you. So there's a bomb kasher that's asked against this Tosis, where the Shekhs already raises this problem. Others raise this problem. So wait a second. So then Tzitzis itself is not the idna. Tzitzis was the model of the Idna. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the whole Yisayit of the Idna is derived from Kilayim B'Tzitzis. What do you mean Kilayim B'Tzitzis? Kilayim B'Tzitzis goofing not the Idna. Why? Because you're violating Shatnas and then there's a moment delay. The mitzvah of Tzitzis isn't starting till later. So that's not the Idna. How can that serve as the model of the Idna? So the answer that all the Acharim say is, based on this Piskei Tosfos, that is called the Idna. Because you cannot be wearing a beged unless you put the beged on. So since the act of Levisha is a necessary prerequisite to being lavush, to being mechusa nebeged. So even though you're right, the mitzvah tzitzis doesn't start yet, but our pidin for the purposes of essay dochel also say it's still called the idna. So when the Gemara picks on tzitzis as being the model of idna, it's strange. It's the funny model of idna. It's not the real idna. It's the Malab Idna that we needed a Piskei Taisa that the print is left out in order to be Mechadish to us. The dust is also called the Idna. So when all the dust settles, what the Piskei Taisa is up to the Macham Asech HaZvachim is Muchach B'nei Obey and the Shita Sarim. Because otherwise the Rishita is a glaring contradiction to the whole Yisrael of Idna. So Zabin Fundo, you see from here that Esed Ochalosa say that Esed Ochalosa say when we speak about the requirement of Idna, it's not necessarily split to the second, as long as the Tchilas HaMaisa is a necessary prerequisite for the Sofa Maisa, that's also a Pialocha labeled to be the Idna. There are some who want to read this into Taisus of Maseches Kedushin Lamed Ches as well, very, very famous Taisus, where Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi's Kasha, why in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, so it would appear from the Pesukim that they didn't eat matzah that first Pesach. They broke their base, they didn't eat matzah until the next day. Why did they eat matzah by the Seder? So the Gemara interprets the reason why was because all the matzah was straight, it was all Chadash. So the Rishalmi asked the question, why didn't the mitzvah Aseh Bechilis Matzah be Deichel Yisrof Chadash? The Rishalmi asked the Kasha, gives a Teretz, another Teretz, another Teretz, 15,000 different Teretz. So everyone has a Teretz to this Kasha. So some of us were going to point out that they don't understand the Kasha in the first place. Why is that called Esed Ochalos? I say, it's not the Idna. The Isra is violated before the mitzvah is fulfilled. Because the Isra is violated, Chatzi Shirasa Min HaTorah. So the second that you take the first morsel of Chadash Tegematz into your mouth, you're already in violation of an Isra. The mitzvah's essay isn't fulfilled until Kezias. Unless you hold, like some Acharonim will say, Chatzi Shir is a mitzvah Min HaTorah also. That's already a whole other answer to this question. But if you assume that if I'm on a desert island and I only have a half of Kezias, don't even bother wasting your time eating it because you get no kiyum out of whatsoever. If you assume, like many achronim assume, there's no chatzi shir b'mitzvahs, so then why did Taisa and Yerushalmi waste that time with this kasha of yave esei v'yichalos esei? The answer is obvious because it's not b'idna, because the lav is violated before the esei. So chayr, according to the Piskei Taisa, no, it's still a good kasha because you can't get to a kazayas without eating a morsel, without eating a kosher. So since the necessary prerequisite of the mitzvah is the beginning of the eating, so the beginning of the eating is vayta, is also considered to be, nachamah is also considered to be included in the din of the idna. So we already have a few taisus in Shas. We picked up a piskei taisin zvachim, we dug up a taisin yavamis, we dug up a taisin kedushin of lamin ches, and we're developing a whole yisoid here. And whenever we're speaking about the idna, so the idna is la dafka on the stopwatch, the idna can be spread out a little bit, as long as it's impossible to get to point A without getting to point B without starting point A. Nevertheless, there is another Taisus in Shas and Gittin Daf Mem Aleph where Taisus doesn't seem to be as convinced about this topic, and that's an issue that Taisus raises as follows: the very, very famous Mishnah in Gittin Mem Aleph about Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayrin. You have this guy who ended up to be a Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayrin, and he has a big shidduch problem. He can't marry anybody. Because if he marries a Bas Yisrael, he's Chatzi Eved, can't marry Bas Yisrael. If he marries a Shivcha, Chatzi Yisrael, Chatzi Meshuchar, Chatzi Ben Chayrin is a regular Jew, he's like a Ger, can't marry the Shivcha. So what's he going to do? Yibatel? He has to have children, what should he do? So the Mishnah says, Yitaka, right, you force the master to free him. The Lays Brera, he's got to reimburse the master, he's got to force him the whole story, because his marriage prospects are impossible, and he's supposed to get married, he's supposed to have children, and he can't do it. So Tosfos asks the famous Kasha, what's so terrible? Let him remain a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. What's the terrible of Eira? Why can't he get married? Let him marry a Bas Yisrael. Let him marry a Bas Yisrael. A crack, let him marry a Bas Yisrael. There's an Isser, Tosfos is assuming there's an Isser D'Araisa for an Eved to marry a Bas Yisrael. It's talking about Chalikis, the Rambam and Tosfos. But Tosfos is assuming there's an Isser D'Araisa for this Eved, this Chatzi Eved to marry a Bas Yisrael. So even though the Chatzi Yisrael Shavai is Chayav in Piri Verivya, but he's an Isser in front of him, says Tais, what's the big deal? Essay doesn't also say. Let him go ahead and try to have children. Yavid the Essay of Piri Verivya, and should be Deichid Losa Sev Lo Yeh Kaddish. Whatever the love is, whatever the Yisrael Diraisa, the grandiose Diraisa, that the Ram holds doesn't even exist. But the grandiose Diraisa that Tais holds from, that you're not allowed to marry an Eved, never can't marry Bas Yisrael, right? What's so terrible? Yavei essay a piriv yav yidcha that love. What happened to essay dachalosa say? So Taisa starts searching around for answers. One answer, second answer, third answer. Taisa all over the place, different terutzim to that kasha. So one of the answers to that kasha, Taisa says, the reason for the problem, the reason why it doesn't qualify in the sugi of essay dachalosa say, is because believe it or not, it's not piidna. Why is it not piidna? So Taisa makes a cheshbon based on sugis in the sixth pack of Yavamas. Taisva says that the Isser of Bias Asuros is always violated at the point of Ha'arah. It's the Gemara, exactly technically what Ha'arah is. But one thing it's not Gemar Bia. It's way before the point of Gemar Bia. So comes Taisva and says the Isser of Eved Baal Abbas Yisrael, whatever that Isser is going to be violated at the beginning of the Ma'aseh Bia, at the point of Ha'arah. And the mitzvah sassi appear berivia will not be fulfilled until it's a zera, because since it's impossible for the woman to become pregnant, they have a zera, so it's obviously that's called berivia. If a man has bia without having a zera, that's not called the basic in berivia, that's zero. So it's only the zera that's the kima mitzvah of berivia. So Taisa says you can have a delayed action. It's a delay of a couple of seconds, and that's enough to pose a problem of not being called the idna. That's Taisa's shikotera. So the question is that a good shikhdo? Is that a good cheshbin or not? So the sorry, that answer in Taisus flies in the face of everything we've been saying. Because according to the Piskei Taisus, according to Taisus in Yivam, it's going to Taisus in Kedushin, that the idna doesn't have to be on the stopwatch. As long as you can't get to point B without doing point A, so then the halacha blends together point A and point B into becoming one gufa davar. We should follow that model when it comes to the aveira and the essay of Pirivarivya as well. We should say that since you can't get the tzazer, you can't get the gemar b until you have harah, so then we should view the two as being hainuach. It's a pidin, it's a slash b. It's not a and then b later, 10 seconds later. It's a slash b in halacha, and therefore we should label it all as the idna, and yavi yaseh v'yichalos yaseh. So the fact that Taisus, at least in one of the three terutzim in Taisus, offered this teretz, it would seem that this Taisus is not buying into the piskei Taisus, not buying into the Taisus as Yerushalmi Kedushin, not buying into the re and yivamis. Well, the Taisus are entitled to their opinions. Again, check with Professor Orbach, who wrote the Taisus in each Taisus of the Taisus in Gittin Memalef. But that Taisus of Taisus Gittin Memalef seems to fly in the face of this whole Shtikl Torah. It could be that the reason why Taisus was not satisfied with this Taisus had offered two other Taisus, was dafka because this Taisus is a shaky one. Because according to the Piskei Taisus, this would not be an accurate Taisus. Just Derech Agav, the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Aleph, comments on this Taisus, he doesn't even understand what the Havamin of Taisus was. What kind of essay does Halosa say over here? He says the mitzvah of Pirivarivya has nothing to do with the Maisa Biyah. The mitzvah of Pirivarivya is not even a Maisa mitzvah altogether. The mitzvah is the existence of the children. When a person has children down the line, whenever the children are born, so that's the mitzvah of Pirivarivya. He says, what does that have to do with the Halosa say of the Maisa Biyah? You can only talk about essay does Halosa say. When you're dealing with a Maisa mitzvah, with a Maisa of an Avera, then you can pilp a essay does Halosa say. It's not doing anything. Yes, it's a different thing, like, it's a totally different model. The Mechas Chinuch didn't understand the Taisus, but Taisus assumed that the mitzvah of Rivia is the Tzatz Zera, even though, as the Mefarshim pointed out, not necessarily will the woman become pregnant every single time. But when the Torah says Puravu, what did the Torah mean for us to do? What did the Rebbe Shalom ask us to? What's the Maisa we're supposed to do? So you can't say my Maisa is to make sure my wife has a baby. I'm not beyond it. The Rebbe Shalom decides who's going to have the baby. So my Maisa is I have to do everything in my power to make sure that from a human point of view that has happened. That's called the Tzazera. So that's the Maisa Mitzvah of Peribaribia. So Taisus understood that Maisa Mitzvah is the Koch Bidach Yisurim, if it would have been the Idna. And the Mechazchidah says, well, that's not the Mitzvah. Peribaribia is not a Maisa Mitzvah altogether. Peribaribia is a Matzav. You're in the Matzav of having a child, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. The whole Sugi Ves Nechlos, it doesn't make any sense. But the Maisa Taisus has. Taisus discussed Esed Nechlos. There is another a possible limitation on this cloud of the idna. On one hand, it seems to be a chikla yaf, you have to have the idna. You want to water down what the idna means, you want to razzle dazzle the idna means, but there seems to be another case where the Gemara seems to be completely ignoring the idna. And that is a sugya that appears in Maseches Pesachim and Afman Pes. The Gemara talks about the following scenario. Normally, after the Korban Tavid is brought in the afternoon, they're not allowed to bring any more karbonos. To bring karbonos afterwards is an iser essay. It's an iser of hashlama. You're not allowed to bring a korban after the korban tamid shabbein arba'ah. The only exception that will be the korban pesach. The pesach dafka is supposed to be, dafka has to be brought after the korban tamid, but other karbonos are not allowed to be brought. So the Gemara discussed the following. You have a guy who's a mechusa kippurim. That means he was a mitzayra. He was supposed to bring these karbonos last week to now allow him to come to the base mikdash bring karbonos. The guy was sleeping. He wakes up Erev Pesach at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A gevalt, I forgot to bring my mechusa kippurim. So now he's in a pickle. He can't bring the korban pesach. Can't eat korban pesach. He's stuck. So the Gemara says, and you can't bring the korban now because it's after the korban tamid. What do you do? So the Gemara says, no problem. You can bring the korban mechus kibrum now. Why? Because if he doesn't, then he's going to be violating the mitzvah of korban pesach. And korban pesach is the mitzvah essay sheish bekores. Whereas the iser essay of bringing korbanos after the korban tamid is a very low level iser. It's only an iser of hashlam. It's an iser kal. So that's a famous Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Daf Mides that we permit lechatchila for the fellow to bring his kabbalas b'chus kippurim that are normally not permitted after the korban tamid, but here leis breira, because otherwise it will impact on us not being able to bring the korban pesach. So Tosfos on the spot in Daf Mides poses the question: Yavi esei v'yitchesei. This sounds like it's part of the parasha of esei nachalose, part of the parasha of chias yisurim. What happened to beidna? So Tosfos is not beidna, b'chol not beidna. He says, I'm going to bring my korban 4 o'clock, I'm going to bring a korban race at 5:30. What kind of idna is that? So Taisa says, no, you missed the boat. Taisa quotes from the ring. There is no din of idna over here. You know why there's no din of idna over here? Because this is an essay achob being dech essay akal. This is not essay dechalos. The medib amamurim, there's a parish of idna, there's a requirement of idna, that's when you're dealing with essay dechalos. When you're dealing with an essay achob being dech essay akal, it's a different set of rules altogether. What does that mean? A sisrei taira. So Lachar, what Tosfos is driving at is as follows. The din of Esed Ochalosa says a tremendous Chiddush HaTorah. Proof positive, the Gemara needs 10 blind Yavamas to find the Pasuk. We have no idea where this comes from. Finally, the Gemara discovered Shatnes, Kelayim, other Makaras possibly. In a million years, you would never have said Esed Ochalosa. Why not? Because it's Keneged HaSeichel, it's Keneged Seichel HaYashar, because violating Yisurim is much more serious than not doing mitzvahs. Everybody knows that. It's much worse to eat chaz than not to put on tefillin. To actively do something wrong is much more of a serious problem. So the starting point is that Losa says are more important than it's his essay. The Gemara says that beferish in Yavamas. Everybody knows that Losa says is worse than it's his essay. Let's say, for example, Ruchas Tshuva. So if a person violates a mitzvah essay, so Tshuva is mechaper. A person violates a Losa, say Tshuva is not mechaper. They need Tshuva vegan to keep room to be mechaper. So of course, there's a hierarchy in mitzvahs. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that having zorb mitzvah kalaki de chamura, that does not mean that there isn't a hierarchy in halacha of mitzvahs. All that means is, in the world of Hashkofa, that's a Musar. Pirkei Avos is written as a Musar Sefer. That means don't take the attitude, I'm only going to go for the biggies and leave the little ones behind. That was not a halachic statement. Of course there's a mitzvah essays, Chomer and Kal. That's ABCs, of course, that's Bajra. So the Gemara says in the first breath of Yavamas that based on Svar Rishayna, Los essays are more Chomer than mitzvah essays, and therefore, Esed Ocha Los really makes no sense. So Chiddush HaTorah, good morning, one of the many Chiddush HaTorah that we don't understand. Esed Ocha Los, Derech Agav, that Gemara is a very, very big problem for the Ramban. Because the Ramban of the Torah gave you a whole philosophy why Esed Ocha Losa say, the Gemara said the Feirish, that's not correct. The Gemara said the Feirish, that Losa says more Chomer. So again, the Ramban wasn't talking in the world of Halacha, he was talking in the world of Drush, but he took his Drush and tried to put it into the world of Halacha, so it's problematic what the Ramban was driving at. But leave that part, not talking about the place. But back to the story. So Esed Ocha Losa say is a Chiddush HaTorah, and therefore it has to follow identical to the model of Kelayim Betzitzis. One of the criteria, or one of the conditions is, it has to be the idna. If it's not the idna, then it's not dumya to kelayim betzitzis, and therefore it's just not going to fly. Esei achom being dech esei akal, there's no posuk for that. I could have figured this out on my own. Even if you deny esei dechalos, even if you never accepted that xeris akos of kelayim betzitzis, esei achom to be dech esei akal, anytime you can argue, you figure that out. That's common sense that esei achom is dech esei akal. Because one is more common than the other. I don't need a possible. I don't need exercise cost. So that anybody can figure that out. So therefore, comes Tosfos and says that when you're dealing with Esei Achomer against an Esei Akal, it's so partial, it's so obvious, I don't need a possible for it, so why am I bound by any limitation? When you're dealing with something which doesn't really make any sense, and it's derived from a possible, so it has to meet the criteria of that possible. When you're dealing with something which anyone can figure out, if A is more common than B, so if you have a choice, of course do A and forget about B. So anyone can figure that out. So what do I care with Mitma now? A is not more chomer than B. I don't need exist. I don't need a doicha. I don't need the Esei Chomer to be doicha the Esei Akal. The Esei Chomer is a better investment than Esei Chomer rather than to invest. And if you have to invest in stocks, invest in something that's gonna make you some money, not something that's gonna lose your money. Esei Chomer is much more important than an Esei Akal. That Derech Agav will also explain the phenomenon that Tosfos doesn't even raise. Is that how could the Gemara apply dechia by Esei Achomer to Esei Akal? Isn't it for Mikdash? And doesn't the Gemara say these rules break down by Mikdash? So the answer is no. The Dinim of Esei Docha also say break down by Mikdash because that's the Chiddush HaTorah, that's Gzeres HaKosov. So the Gzeres HaKosov is limited by the other Gzeres HaKosov of Ein Esei Docha Lo Sesei Shibim Mikdash. But Esei Achomer to Esei Akal doesn't need psukim. There are no psukim, there are no limitations. It's just simple math. If A is greater than B, so you go for A and forego B. So it doesn't matter whether you're in the Mikdash or Chutz LeMikdash. Esei Achomer is Derech Esei Akal. It's a Dvarim Pshutim. So Tosfos just developed for us this idea that the Idna is very, very important when you're dealing with the parasha of Esei Docha Losa. when you're dealing with the parasha of Esi Achav being Derech Esi Akal, it's a different set of rules. The Inna doesn't interest us, Mikdash doesn't interest us, none of this interests us. How far does this go? How far can we take this idea of Esi Achav being Derech Esi Akal? So in the Gemara itself, the only way we know of measuring whether something is an Esi Achomer is does it have Kares? That's the only example that Chazal give is the factor of Kares. Are there any other factors that we could possibly suggest that could also elevate something to an Esi Achomer, which would enable us to be Doiches or Nisurim, which would enable us to forego the rules of Mikdash, forego the rules of Idna, all the regular limitations? Is there any other way of measuring, other barometer we could use to measure whether something is a Dabar Achomer or not? So there is a Tosfos that Tosfos makes a little bit of mention here also. Tosfos Ma'arech Havana in Masechas Rosh Hashanah. But Tosfos says the following Chiddush. Tosfos says this is the Arayis of Hashlam of bringing Karbonos after the Karbon Tomet Shabbin Arbayim. It's a very, very low level Isser. And sometimes an Esi Achomer will be Doich, not like Bad Mechus Kippurim. And what if you have the following scenario, says Tosfos? What if they brought a Karbon Mincha, the Karbon Mincha Tomet Shabbin Arbayim, and then the Beis Din realizes, we forgot to bring the Karbon Musaf today. We forgot, slipped our mind, we forgot to bring the Karbon Musaf. Shabbos, the Jonathan, the Shabbos, forgot to bring Musaf. But that's like, no big deal, bring the Musaf now. Gaval, bring the Musaf now, I'm going to bring Musaf now. Isn't that an Issa, Gaval Minat Torah? But that says, nah, Musaf, bringing the Karbon Talmud, bringing the Karbon Musaf is a mitzvah shel Rabbim. So a mitzvah shel Rabbim is also like an Essay HaChomer. Something, it's not different in terms of degree of Onesh, will be too light, but it's different in terms of being an Essay Rabbim. Essay Rabbim is elevated to the point of an Essay HaChomer. And therefore, just like an Esi Achomer of Mechus Kippur Ner Pesach is Doich the Esi Akal of Hashlomo, so too the Esi Achomer of Esi Sharabim is also Doich. That's a famous Shittus of Tosfos. And the Rambam in Mechus Kiddush HaChodesh disagrees. The Rambam says there's no such din. The Rambam writes that if you forgot to bring the Korban Musaf, Tafloch Bikin. Should be an interesting enough community for us to daven Mincha before Musaf. The Gemara says you're allowed to. Sometimes the Gemara says you're supposed to daven Mincha. You missed the Zman of Musaf. You should daven Mincha before Musaf. That's a strange model. How can you daven Musaf after daven Mincha? So according to Tosfos, no big deal. You could do that in the base of Mikdash also. According to the Rambam, even though you couldn't do that in the base of Mikdash, probably Yuchas Tefillah is not governed by the rules of Hashlam, apparently, according to Shittas Rambam. But back to the story. So everyone agrees there's a din of Esi Achomer being Derech Esi Akal. And Tosfos is claiming to us that it overrides, it trumps all the regular limitations of Esi Dechalos and Sitzus B'Idna. And now we're just not sure where do you draw the line. What's considered to be an Esi Achomer? Do we say, like Tosfos, that even an Esi Sharabim is an Esi Achomer? But do we say the Rambam that an Esi Achomer has to be measured by the barometer of Einish? You can't use the barometer of Rabin versus Yochid. Unless one wants to say something very razzle-dazzle and suggest that maybe even the Rambam concedes to Tosfos. But if you have an essay shel Rabin, maybe an Esi Rabin is also called an Esi Achomer. The only reason why the Rambam said you can't be Doich HaShlom is for a totally different reason. There is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, where the Hashlom is counted as one of the Tag Mitzvahs. The Rambam never counts the Isser Essay of bringing Karbonos after the Karbon Tomin, and the Ramban is a Taina, and the Rambam, why he didn't count them? What's the pshat of the Rambam? So the answer to the Rambam, I think, is very poshut. That the Rambam understood that there is no independent Isser of Hashloma. The din is that the Karbon Tomin has to be brought in a certain manner, and the Karbon Tomin of Ben Arbayim must be the last Karbon that's brought today. If you bring another carbon afterwards, you are mevatel that dimension of carbon tomin. So, in other words, the issur of hashlom is not an issur hakrova, different aspects. It's not that it's also to bring carbonus after the carbon tomin. If you bring carbonus after the carbon tomin, you are mevatel the kiyum of the carbon tomin, being the last carbon. So that's a bit of a mitzvah of the carbon tomin bishlem usay. Therefore, the Rambam and Shitoso and Sefer Mitzvahs writes that whenever you have protim of a mitzvah, you don't count the protim as something different. They don't count as their own mitzvahs. They're all details of the same mitzvah. So the Rambam counted the Karbon Tomin already. The one who didn't, the Rambam's Karbon Tomin, that has to be the last mitzvah of the afternoon. So that's why the Rambam Mechara held that the Yisra Shlom is also an Issa Sharabim. It's also Essa Sharabim. So it's a funny kasha. According to the Rambam, why can't you bring the Karbon Musaf after the Karbon Tomin? You have the Essa Sharabim, the Issa Yochid. Wrong. It's not an Essa Sharabim against an Essa Yochid. The two Essa Sharabim clashing with one another. And therefore, Sheva Ta'asod, if you can't budge, you can't do anything. So the reason why the Rambam disagreed with Tosfos was not because there was Machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos. How do you define what's called an essay? How do you define what's called an essay Achomer? No. Everyone agrees that an essay Sharabim qualifies as an essay Achomer. They're arguing about whether the, not within the Doiche, they're arguing within the Nidche, whether the Isser of Hashlomo is a type of an Isser that's not neat under the Tchia, because it's also considered to be to a certain degree of an essay a chomer. It's not as chomer as Karis, because the Gemara says that Karis does doich it, so it's somewhere trapped in the middle. There's Karis, there's Rabbim, and then there's Yochid, and no Karis. But according to the Rambam also buy into Shitas HaTosfos. So if you want to have some interesting food for thought, we'll leave you with this, think about this a little bit. There is a Medrash Tanchuma that says that when they came back in the beginning of Ayasheni, so there were they didn't have any Levium to say Shira. So the Medrash says that the Kohanim volunteered to say the Shira instead. So the Kohanim said it. Why? So the Medrash says because the Kohanim also called Levium. So they can fulfill the bits of Shira Salavim. So it's a big kasha. When Erichim says that when you have a Kohen does Avedis Levi, or Levi does Avedis Levi Chaveroi, all those you send us, you're not allowed to do that. The Kohen has to do his Avedis, the Levi's got to do his Avedis, the Levi's got to do his family Avedis, he can't do Yedim's Avedis. There are dinim that govern who's allowed to do what. And anyone who violates those dinim is in violation of the law and the Torah. So what do you mean there are no Kohanim, there are no Levim around if a Kohen does it? So how could that be mutter? Isn't that an answer? So one could suggest that you're right, but Esed Dochel also say the bits of Shira Salavim is doiche the lav, so to speak. So the question is, the essay of Shira Salavim is doiche the lav. How does that work exactly? How can the essay of Shira Salavim be doiche the lav of doing a Avodas Halevi? Isn't this the Mikdash? And when it comes to Mikdash, so we don't work with the regular rules of Esed Dochel also say. Unless you want to argue, like Tosfos is saying, himself in the desk. The Medrash and Mamurim that were limited by the rules of Esed Dochel also say, that's when you're dealing with two things that are on par with one another. But if one is an Esed HaChomor, Esed HaChomor breaks all the rules. So it could be that Shira Salavim is an Esed Sharabim, because that's the mitzvah of the carpet. The carpet Talmud requires the Shira Salavim, whereas the Esed to do Avedis Chaveiro is only in Alosa and the Yochid. Maybe it's an Esed Sharabim against Alosa Seshel Yochid. Maybe you don't need the Xeris Akosim of Esed Dochel Osa Seh. And if so, then you're not bound by the limitations of any Esed Dochel Osa Seh Shem Mikdash. That would be a very long deshavon as to what was going on in the days of Ezra. What up? That was the head there to have the Kohanim do the Avodah Salavim. Another simpler answer would be is that maybe there's no violation of Avodah Salavim under those circumstances, because it's not clear what exactly creates the mini Halavim. It could be that it's only called doing Avedis Levi when there's a Levi there. If there's no Levi there, it's not called Avedis Alevim. You have to have a Levi who's been nimna to do the Avedis. If I steal the Levi's Avedis, that's an Avera. But there's no Levi there, so then the Yisra of Loyava and Avedis Chavera doesn't kick in. So in case you're interested in that, when Reshus Koyach and Sefer Mechorah says that I have a piece in the back about Shiras Alevim, so I'll still talk about this last Nakuda. But I'm not talking about a place. The bottom line is that I think we're Marviach here that we try to get a little bit of understanding about this cloud of Idna. So we saw the Chiddush God of the Piskei Tosfos. We saw that it appears in between the lines in Taizen Yevamos and in between the lines in Taizen Kedushin. Taizen Gittin has multiple Halachim that they may not accept this Yisoid. Then we pointed out that Tosfos shows in the Gemara Pesachim and the Tes that sometimes a lot of the regular rules that govern as Lothlos, they break down when you're dealing with Chumras versus Kulas. And then you have a further detail. Now we gave a little bit of a long this one. So, and then we have a further detail, like this, perhaps, that is in the Rambam, as to how do you define precisely what's called the Dabra Chomer for these purposes, which may be Machlokes in the Rambam, or if you say according to our last Tilatar, maybe it's not even a Machlokes, maybe the Rambam and Tosfos are arguing more about Ashlom and less about the Esed Chomer. Again, we did not even begin to scratch the surface of Esed HaChomer, but at least we spoke about one prat, that particular prat of the notion of the requirement of bid. Okay? Well, it's locking everybody. Okay, away. Okay.
Thank good. You so much, Rabbi Ashkenaz. God, I'll be well.
Thank you to everybody. Good, good. Stay well, everyone. Stay well. And make the right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, good. Take care.
Call to everybody. Thank you.
Does Rabbi have a moment for a question?
Yeah, yeah. Let me just turn off the recording for a second. Hold on. Just give me.
Now it's off the record.
Off the record. Hold on. Let me just stop the recording. Hold on.